Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, was that loud?
I'm getting the sense that that was really loud, and I apologize to my crew. Hey, everybody, what is up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that really, we're still here. Who would have thought? Now, before we get into the episode, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. If you like video episodes, we upload those to youtube.com/Chris. And as always, be sure to rate and review our podcast after each listen with 5 stars and a nice little note that will make me feel better. Right? I don't want the truth. I want lies. So I need to turn off my text messages because, wow, am I getting lit up right now, and not in the way I would like to be getting lit up at 1:27 p.m. on a Thursday. Today's episode is going to be all about something that I think is currently the source of a lot of my depression, which is dating. Bow, bow, bow. Oh, I do have an effect for that. Shit, where is it? Air horn. Woo! Okay, yeah, who's having a fucking blast? Who's driven off the road? Now, dating is something that is just, oh God, not in my wheelhouse, I don't think. I don't know. I have a lot of feelings. Now, before I get to those feelings, I do want to shout out today's little shout out. I don't know why I am having trouble talking today, but I found this one in my email, chris@chrisclemens.com. Hey, Chris, I'm Carly. I'm a huge fan of yours and have been forever. My cousin Olivia, at 1 year old, went into liver failure and her medical bills are now over $500,000. I'm going to link the GoFundMe and it has the whole story on it. I would love to see how your Clementines would be able to help. And I so appreciate you taking your time to read this. Thank you. I love you. I just think, like, what a really heavy thing to have to go to, and your one-year-old at that. I know it's their cousin, but it's someone's one-year-old. And I just think it's brutal, and I love the way that we come together and help people around us. So the link will be down below if you want to donate to their GoFundMe. And without further ado, let's talk about my feelings towards dating. Because they're not great. Dating has been hard for me because growing up, I like knew that I liked women, but I also knew that I liked men. And I didn't really want to date anybody in Delaware because I was like, first of all, what a weird hot take that would be. And I just like, yeah, I just felt too awkward to like date anybody in Delaware. So that was just, I mean, I asked people out and I like got rejected and I was like, sick. So that I think is the start of my dating trauma. But then when I moved to New York for college, I was a lot more, not adventurous, honestly, it was more careless. I entered the time of my life where I started having sex with strangers, which was really fun. I think I've talked about the time that I hooked up with what turned out to be a mother with two kids that I read bedtime stories to.
Damn.
Yeah, that was a pretty heavy one.
You put them all to bed.
I put them to literal bed. There was like no mention of kids. They're like, I don't remember. I'm trying to think. I've told the story a million fucking times, I feel.
I mean, I've never heard it.
Where'd you guys meet?
We met on Tinder, or I think it was Tinder because it was like when I was in college, and I think that was like the big one. But I was just like, I am open to everybody of all ages.
Was your range, yeah. Your range was like,
I don't think it was like, my range is definitely kind of now. Cause I'm like, all right, we need to stop casting such a small net. But yeah, it was like adventurous. I was like, listen, I'm down for a,
well, how old was she?
I think she was like in her 40s, maybe late 30s. The way that I used to remember every detail of this story, and then I guess I've just repressed it. But yeah, we met and she was like, come over. I think she was like in the Upper East or West Side. I think East. And yeah, I went over and I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. I was like a little buzzed. And I walk in to literal two kids. Like, they were like kids where it wasn't like they were old enough to be like, I can talk to you like somewhat of an adult. They were both like 5 and 7 or something. Like it was like still young, but they knew what was going on. It wasn't like an infant. Or was it? I don't understand child development. Like to me, when you say that like someone's in first grade, I'm like, oh, okay, they're 10. No, that's like fully what, like a middle schooler? So I don't really have a great concept of all of that shit. So yeah, that there was a time that I hooked up with this guy in New York before I left, and he was a veteran and had a PTSD episode as we were hooking up. Yeah, I literally sound like a Parks and Rec sketch, an episode. It is so dark. It is, some might say, Zero Dark 30.
Nice.
Was this like mid hookup?
Yes. Like dick out. Like I could still point you to the person's apartment because of how traumatized I am from it. I'm like,
did
oh
he
my.
Say what, did he say what triggered it?
I don't remember. I used to know the answer to this, but it was like something that I said or something that we were doing.
He's repressed it.
I remember it like literally, because that was like at the age where I'm like, oh, this was like just before I left New York to move to Los Angeles. And I was like at the age where like I'd watched some murder docs and shit. And I'm like, oh my God, having sex with strangers, like they could kill you. So like there was like a little aspect of that on the brain of like, I wasn't fully a careless young adult. I was like kind of getting an understanding of the world around me. And I just remember being like, on edge already because I'm like, I'm in a dark apartment. Never would have guessed I'd be in an apartment in this area. Yeah. And it was, I mean, I'm so glad that that happened because I really was not having a great time to begin with. Wow. How did this already come out? We're like 10 minutes into the episode and I've like already brought up the veteran PTSD story. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't understand why, like, I looked at dating very differently because I was like, I'm career oriented. Like, if I'm going to get in a relationship, I want to be able to take care of the person. I want to be able to just like be there. They're like, you're in a committed relationship. I wanted to make sure I was able to give 110% of me. And so, and I'm also someone who dates where it's like, if I don't see this panning out for the long run, like for those reasons, I'm out. So I just, I've never been like a casual dater. I've been a casual sleeper. And it's tough coming into this place where now I'm definitely wanting to get into a relationship. Like, I've made my money. I've built my career. Like, I mean, girl, there's still both of those things still to do. But I'm just at that point where I want to, like, have my person. And it feels really fucking demoralizing to, like, I'm not... I have this confidence issue where it's like, I know deep down, gun to my head, that I'm funny, I'm caring, I'm a good person, like all of this. And I'm like decently attractive, you know, like on the grand spectrum of like attractiveness, I'm still towards the top level, but I know I'm not like David Beckham.
David Beckham is the ultimate.
No, I mean, but I'm just...
David Beckham's off the market. You're fine.
Yeah, it's true.
No competition. You have to compete. You're good.
I have stories about that, but that I literally will have to take to my grave unless he gets to his first. But yeah, I just am at this point where I'm like, okay. And the same rules still apply where I'm like, I don't want to date someone if like spending the rest of my life with them, I can't see. So... I don't understand why it's so hard for me to find someone when I know that at the end of the day, as cheesy as it sounds, I'm a catch. It fucks with your head because you're like, what is the thing that it seems to be turning everybody away from, oh, I'm actually not looking for a relationship. Oh, I just wanted to be friends. Like, oh, I just... Oh my God, it is so fucking demoralizing. I just matched with someone. I have one dating app and it is Raya. and I don't actually even really use it for like dating, although that's how this next story comes about. I just use it mostly for entertainment to see like... Dating apps are truly, that might be like its own episode because I find them to be a modern day study. But... I have Ryan, I matched with someone and we were talking and I mean, it seemed so flirty and maybe that's my problem is that, and I'm also not good at keeping it chill. Like when I like you, it's like, all right, let's jump to the chase. I'm like, I'm not here for like the foreplay of relation. I'm like, do you have an attraction to me? Great. Do I have an attraction to you? Great. Like let's, yeah, it's good to get to know each other, but like, I'm not saying like, let's be official, but like, so I was talking to this person and we were talking about like, we're going to retire to Portofino. And like, it just took like that flirty, like, this is our future. And like months have gone by, months. And the day of my Nana's funeral, I'm talking to this person and I don't know how it came up. Honestly, should I just open the phone? It is so...
Yes.
It is so brutal.
Is this texting or is this video chat? How are you communicating?
We FaceTime a lot. We text a lot. Blah, blah, blah. So they text me on February... Oh my God, my Nana's service was on Valentine's Day. So this is all happening on Valentine's Day. Oh my God. This is why I'm fucking consistently single. It's because I... pulling this shit on Valentine's Day, not even realizing it's fucking Valentine's Day. They say, how are you? And I said, not a great day, but there's always tomorrow. They were like, did something happen or are you just low today? And I was like, it's my Nana's funeral. And they were like, oh my God, it's today. I saw your close friends, but didn't put that together. Oh, I'm so sorry, Chris. How was it? And I was like, it's okay. How would you know? It was cathartic, but so hard, so, so hard. And then they were like, you should have told me. And I said, I know, but I feel like I've been annoying with my sadness. And they got... They're like, what? Never. And I go, I don't know. I get so in my head. I'm literally reading my text message on my podcast. This is so fucking embarrassing. And they go, you don't have to. I'm your friend. That's what friends are for. And so I was just thinking, like, maybe they didn't want to put, like, a label on it, or, like, they don't want to be like, that, like, that's what emotionally romantic connected people are for, like, you know, like, so I was like, so I made a joke, because, like, anything, I'm like, we're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm like, I'm Chris Hansen, and this is Watch What Happens Live or something. I don't know. I said, I just don't want to be annoying, LMAO, but thank you. Ugh, did I went, did I just get friend-zoned, winky face? And they go, shut up, haha, you are my friend. You wouldn't want to be in a relationship with me.
Oh.
And I hate that, because I'm like, no, bitch, I've already made the decision that I do.
Yeah.
Like, let me come up with that. I hate that, because
it almost seems like bait too or something.
Yes.
Like, you wouldn't want a relationship with me. And you're like, now do I have to be like, oh.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm the bitch who throws the pity party, okay? I'm the host.
I don't know if I read that entirely as friend zone. I think that could be like, oh no, I want to be.
Well, he's not done yet.
Well, yeah, bitch, hold that thought. I go, why? They go, I'm awful. My relationships never lasted. And then I said, because you've never met me, LOL.
Nice.
And to which I got a ha-ha on that. And then they go, I'm not invested in building a relationship. Like, damn. And after seeing my ex, reminded me of all my trust issues.
Ew.
What?
And so I ghosted.
Yeah.
And then they were like, where have you been? And I'm like, I still haven't really. I should have just been direct and been like, I'm not looking to build a friendship, because, like, I'm not, especially when you live on a different continent. It just sucks, because it felt like we FaceTimed, like, daily.
Wow.
Like, and it's not like my best friend Katya or Eileen or Dory or Taylor Beck. Like, it's not like us FaceTiming daily, which we don't even fucking do. Like, I just...
Because you feel like you're building towards something, too.
Yeah, I feel like I actually was like, whoa, someone I like and am attracted to feels the same. And then it just was like, boop.
Yeah.
It was like, when are you coming to visit? We've got to do all this together. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, kill me.
I wouldn't take that as a reflection on you, though, so much.
But how do I not internalize that as another notch on the belt of unwanted? You know?
There's a lot of flaky people.
I get that, but like, how are those statistics coming about that I'm finding every single fucking one of them?
Because it's all random.
Yeah, and that person is not... I think that person came to the app for a specific reason that has nothing to do with you.
Which is what then?
Fuck around.
Why were you talking about where we're retiring together?
Because you're a piece of shit.
No, don't be mean.
Oh no.
I'm like, there's still hope. And I'm like, no, bitch.
Wait, you said they were a different continent, Chris, right? You said different continent. Is this somebody you met in Antarctica?
Yeah, it's a penguin.
Is it a chinstep?
My name is Shane Dawson, and I'm in love with a penguin. I don't know. It just is like, God, it's just so fucking hard out here for a hoe.
What do you think the end game? What are you looking for in a person, Chris? What are you looking for?
Willing, I guess. Like, literally, a heartbeat, a pulse.
Feet with nice arches.
No feet, ideally. No feet.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, like, I feel like my standards are so low, and then someone comes by, and I'm like, nope, they are just as high as I am. So... Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I'm not going to read all of the messages, but it's like, when we first started talking, it was like, oh my God, you seem like someone I want to be around all the time. And it's like, oh my God, fuck people. Which is all I'm trying to do.
Especially if he's on like a different continent. It's like you guys are both playing like this fantasy thing.
No, it seems like only one of us is, and it's me.
No, I think so.
No, he's still playing. He's still like reaching out to you.
And he's talking about like, you're both talking about like long term, like when you guys are old and like retired and stuff and shit like that. That's just like playing like, not house, but like life. Playing like my love life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why are you playing that if you just want to be friends? If your intention's to just be friends, why would you even play that game? I wouldn't play that game with someone I just met and wanted as a friend.
Yeah, because they're probably like unempathetic and maybe narcissistic.
I mean, people are weird. I've heard of like very similar situations with friends where it's like this long, correspondence, like day to day and the FaceTiming, and you get used to it. And then it's like, what? You just want to be friends?
And now I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, huh? Hello? Where am I? Yeah, I just don't get it. Like,
you got to shake it off.
We can't use that. We'll get sued by Miss Swift.
You got to dust you got to pick yourself up off the ground and dust yourself off.
Well, how did you find your girlfriend? Like
Hinge.
And there wasn't like, did you guys talk normal? Like how?
We have the same name, so I was like, we have the same. I was like, that's chaotic.
Okay, so I just need to find someone whose name is Chris, Christina.
Specifically, yeah. Like, so I had a bunch of photos of me, and then I had one photo of an iguana wearing a cowboy hat.
Totally.
As, like, my, like, ha-ha photo.
That was part of your strategy.
It was, like, a ha-ha funny.
But you said, like, one photo has to be, like, a funny.
And yeah, because I feel like.
Hey, Chris, you have a cowboy hat?
I absolutely think that. Like, there has to be a funny photo, like a personality pic.
Yeah, but so she had a bearded dragon, and so she responded to that photo. So sometimes I think if I hadn't put that, like, silly little photo, then we would never have met.
See, but, like, I'm looking at my pictures, and they're, like, solid. So, like, to start off, we have this picture of me, and then it goes to, like, okay, I'm cool and whatever. And then it's, fuck yeah, I'm a triple threat. I don't know shit. I don't get stuff. And it's like, I don't understand things. Okay, so I'm funny.
I like that.
And then it's like, okay.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like, okay, I got some eyes, got some whoa, fashion, got some hot bathtub. I have me praying to a cross-shaped joint, like, ass man. Like, I would fucking date me. Like, are you kidding me? Me on a big screen with saying Chris, like, okay, me in bed. I wish I would had someone who.
That's a lot of photos, though. That's a lot of photos.
Shut the fuck up.
Also, the Jumbotron one might be a little intimidating.
Yeah, that's.
Chris wasn't asking for your guys' judgment. Or were you?
I don't know what I was looking for showing you all that, but okay, I regret it.
Will you open yourself up to criticism?
I opened it up to criticism.
Criticism?
Criticism.
I'm just thinking if I'm a director and I'm casting, right? So if I'm casting people and I look
Well, you're not a director and you're not casting, okay? I'm trying to get fucking consistently laid by the same person.
You've got to think about this as an audition. So, like, I've looked at casting sites and when people are submitting and you go through and it's what piques your interest that you stay with it. And I'm almost positive that this is...
Well, that's why I have so many goddamn pictures.
But that's too many pictures. It's too confusing. There's so much. You got to tell that story fast.
Okay, Sam and Justin, do you think that that was too many pictures?
How many pictures are you allotted on Raya?
I think, like, 20 maybe. I don't know.
Am I wrong? That's a lot of pictures.
There's a lot of pictures.
Well, but what's the step? But if that's the standard on Raya, then that's not too many.
True.
That's
what,
but also, it's like I'd rather have people see just like it all.
Yeah.
No. You want to give
a mystery.
Have an air of mystique.
Oh, a little
mystique.
No, because then the same thing I just vented about happens, where it's like they get to fucking know you, and they're like, "Holy shit, gross!" And you've already grown attached.
But Chris, you're also a public figure, though. So, like, they're going to know. Like, I think anybody who you start to communicate with is going to maybe start, you know, checking out certain socials and things like
Which
that.
Which is fine. I just don't want them to start out knowing.
Yeah. Well, I feel like there's...
Because then it's like if, like, anything happens or we break up or, I mean... anything. It's like, then they're like, oh my God, Chris, I have the dirt on Chris. I don't know. I get so paranoid.
Well, that is the creepy thing now, that when you meet someone, if you're in the mood afterwards, you can just go look up everything about them. Like,
yeah.
And so I don't think it, I don't know if it's too many pictures. Like, maybe it is good to keep a little.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I should take some down and have some mystery in.
Mystery, but.
And that's the thing. I'm like,
none of them are bad.
Hey, what if we pick the pictures?
I would rather just lay in the road and get this over with quicker.
But I think it'd be a cool experiment if we picked the pictures, right? What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I think that would be a cool experiment if it wasn't something that I'm trying to take seriously right now. It's like me being like, why don't you guys take over the vlog this week? Which, if you guys are interested, comment down below. I'd love a week off. Yeah, I don't know. It is just, I don't get it. And I've talked to some of my friends about it, where it's just like, I know I would be the best partner. Well, not the best, but like, I'd be a good one.
Do your buddies have suggestions for you? People who they think they want to switch up with?
No, because they're all like either married or in relationships that have been like years long. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is fucking.
Wouldn't they have the best advice?
No, because they did like what works for them, and shut up. Okay, maybe they do. Fuck.
Do they know that you are interested in finding someone, and like, have they offered to like set you up before? Have you?
No, I mean, I think even Helen Keller has heard that I am interested in someone.
Have you asked them to set you up?
See, I should do the whole setup. But again, I'm just so particular. And then it's like, you've met the person in person, and then it's like, I just don't like you. And then I'm being the person that I hate experiencing. But I guess someone's got to do it in a situation. Bro, so, like, literally sitting here, I'm like, okay, maybe I understand arranged marriages.
But I mean,
maybe I get it.
Like an arranged like hangout or like group thing where it doesn't have to be like
blind date.
It doesn't have to be a blind date. It could just be.
I mean, I get that. And I guess beggars can't be choosers. God, that's so pathetic that I'm talking about my love life. And it's like, I am literally a beggar. But yeah, I don't know. It just feels hard seeing everyone around you seeming like they're in a relationship and a happy one. And obviously, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, and not everything is the way it appears. But it's like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. If I see one more fucking cute TikTok couple, I'm going to throw my phone through a window and then be pissed that I have to pay for a new window. Like,
but the person who comes to fix the window.
Well, now we're the person who fixes the window will be straight as a fucking doorknob, bitch. I mean, or I guess a doorknob isn't. Well, my doorknobs are straight. My doorknobs would never be gay. We live in Florida. Now, before we get it on with the rest of the episode, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is MindBloom. If you do not know, MindBloom is the leader in at-home ketamine therapy for people looking for a new way to treat their anxiety and depression. They combine science-backed medicine with a guided treatment plan that is both affordable and fast-acting. Now, to begin, take MindBloom's online assessment and schedule a video consult with a licensed psychiatric clinician. And if you are approved, you'll work with MindBloom on your specific treatment plan, and you'll be mailed a customized kit complete with medicine, a journal, and treatment materials. Now, after only two sessions, 87% of MindBloom clients reported improvements in depression, and 85% reported improvements in anxiety. It's time to enter your next chapter in mental health and well-being, which is amazing timing, because right now MindBloom is offering our listeners $100 off when you sign up at mindbloom.com/unhinged and use promo code unhinged at checkout. Go to mindbloom.com/unhinged, promo code unhinged, for $100 off your first 6-session program today. Achieve transformational outcomes with MindBloom, again, by going to mindbloom.com/unhinged, promo code unhinged. Thank you so much, and let's get back to this episode. I don't know. I posted on my Instagram story to call in if any of y'all are having dating troubles, have crazy dating experiences. Just kind of anything that we've talked about. And I posted this on my Instagram story at Chris Clemens. We also have Unhinged with Chris Clemens on Instagram if you want to follow them as well. But I had y'all call into 310-844-6459 where you guys, I assume, left us some good stuff. Sam said that...
Wait. I think I fixed your problem, though. We'll just have for next week the callers call into audition to date you.
No, because sadly, there is a shallow level of me where it's like I do want to see their appearance as well.
Well, they'll send in a photo as well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm down for that.
We'll have them do, yeah.
Is that okay?
If y'all want to organize this little charade, go for it.
I mean, we do have secrets and people could write in and share their secret affection.
No, guys, I feel like I'm getting set up for it, like public failure. Let's just hear a goddamn voicemail that someone left, please. Like on the edge of my very...
Hi, Chris. I was just calling because I am wondering, is it so wrong to not want to have sex on the first date?
No.
Listen, no shame. Absolutely no shame to people who do, but I personally cannot get on board with that. I don't like having sex with strangers. Sorry, I just can't do it. But like, it just seems like, I don't know if the guys I date are just complete dickheads. Well, they are nonetheless, regardless of the answer to this question. But it's like, it just seems to them like as soon as they realize I'm not gonna have sex with them on, again, the first date, not the second, not the second, the first date, if I do not have sex with them on the first date, they're no longer interested, which is like, I mean, it's fine because that just saves me the trouble later. If that's really a problem to them, then it's like, I'm really not losing anything. But at the same time, it just blows my mind that that's even a concept, that like, you were interested in me in terms of romance, not even just like sexual things. You were interested in me until I didn't want to have sex with you on the very first date. Let me know what you think. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that they weren't romantically into you. They were sexually into you, which is also fine unless you don't want to have sex on the first date, which I think is also absolutely fine. I do not think you need to give it up on the first date. If it happens, then great. But I think, see, this is where maybe I am shooting myself in the foot, because like I would put on my dating app, won't have sex on the first date. Just so it's like saving the time even more so. And then it's just like anybody who matches, I would assume, has read that. But knowing the IQ of men, probably not. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I definitely wouldn't mind having sex on the first date. But I'm not like, I need to and you must.
It's not a given.
Yeah, like, and I'm fine with that because I definitely think before like engagement or marriage, you should absolutely have sex with someone if that's something that you want in the relationship, because that is a huge part of a relationship to some people, and I would say to most people. But
so you're saying you have sex somewhere between the first date and when you get married?
I absolutely. Yeah. Is that wrong?
it is the widest.
No, it's the widest range ever, but that's what I'm saying is like
at some point we're gonna get it in.
See, there's so much time to have sex and I'm having none of it. Can you believe? What the fuck? No, girl, I think you're totally valid for not wanting to have sex on the first date. I would just maybe be like more open about it in a way that isn't like, I hate fun, but it's like, you know, because you don't want to be like, hi, my name's Evelyn, and I don't have sex on the first date, because then it's like, whoa, you must be fun at parties.
I mean, don't people say, like, not looking for a hookup or something like that? I feel like that would convey that, like, I'm not
good. Yeah, oh, that's so true. There's, like, much more eloquent ways of saying it instead of being a just direct see you next Tuesday.
No sex.
Yeah, I think there's ways to just kind of advertise it off the start. Maybe you're, like, in a picture, and you're like, who holding a sign and it says no sex on the first date? Or just like something funny, you know? There's a way to make it fun, maybe. Oh, God, meanwhile, I'm like, I'll have sex before we even see each other. Like, I'm fucking down. No, but I don't think you're wrong. I think that's a good debate. What do you guys think? Are you anti-sex on the first date?
I think it's smart because you want to see if you like the person, right? Maybe this person is looking, it depends on what they're looking for. If they're looking for a hookup, then of course that's off the table. But if they're not looking for a hookup, I think it's really smart. If they want a relationship, they can see if they like the person and if there's real chemistry, because maybe sex on the first date might cloud the judgment of what they feel for the person.
Are you kidding me with that alarm? And that's his time, Your Honor. Justin, Sam.
I think it's cool not to have sex on the first date. I've done both.
Thank you for letting us know that you have had sex on a first date.
I have, in fact. I would usually opt to not have sex on the first date.
Yeah, I would also agree with that. But like, there are definitely are times where it's like you're going into it wanting sex.
Yeah.
And that's also okay. But I think you're pretty normal for feeling that way. I don't know. Let's hear another one. Do we have another?
Hey, Chris. Hey. It's Liv. I'm from New Jersey.
Hey, Liv from New Jersey.
You and like the crew. Basically, I need advice because I just recently got out of a 3-year relationship with a man, and I'm a woman, so a heterosexual relationship. And I, you know, among one of the many reasons why I broke up with him was because I kind of want to explore my sexuality, and recently I kind of like hooked up with a girl. And
basically,
I just need advice on like how to go about this because I've only ever really done anything with men, and I just want to know like how it's different, what I should do, because the thing is I do have a lot of queer people in my life that could give me advice, but I don't know, I just want to hear it from like a third party, like non-biased party, because I don't know, I just like I'm a little nervous, and like maybe how to get over my fear of flirting with women because I'm like so inexperienced with it that I get super nervous. So, yeah, any advice would be great. Thank you so much. Love you, Chris. Bye.
Oh, my God. Love you. And I love this bi era you're in. It is a phase. I'm just kidding. no, I mean, I think just there's a lot of reading the room. And a lot of things feel scarier than they are when you are experimenting. But I say just like trust your gut and like don't be afraid to one, tell the person like, hey, I'm experimenting, like don't really have much experience in this, because one, that's like almost that's like endearing in a way to be like, oh my God, I'm honored that you da 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 da. But yeah, I mean, just don't be scared about being bad at something or not knowing something or anything, because I think there's a way to turn that into a really endearing moment. And there are going to be people who won't want to hold your hand through it all and guide you through it because they've either probably already had multiple people want their help on their own thing where it's like they might just they're done helping people through it. They're like, okay, I need to look for someone for myself. I definitely think that that's like, I mean, I know that that's a thing of like, I'm not looking for anybody who's going to keep me a secret or this or that. And that's totally valid on their end. But I would just be open and honest and direct and see where that leads you. I don't know if I just said anything that made sense. I feel like I just gave one of those like Miss Universe, like what would you do to stop the Middle East tensions? And I feel like I just gave an answer.
That must be a tough spot though. If like people are consistently using you to explore themselves, it's like a very,
well, yeah, that's why that's like a big thing. I think sometimes people might be turned off to the fact that you're exploring it, not because they don't approve or anything, but because they've also probably had people do that with them. And I've done that with people and people have done that with me. And it's, you know, it's just the process of it.
They're like, not for me. Thank you.
Yeah. And that's so fair for them to say that is a turnoff for me, you know? But I just don't let that like discourage you or cast any kind of shadow on who you are as a person, because it's two very big moving parts that are coming together and might not fit.
What about the part where she asked about how to be more confident flirting with girls because it was new to her?
Yes, thank you for reminding me of something I already forgot. I think you just have, it's something that you have to work at. Like, there's definitely times when I like flirt and if I'm like on my phone flirting, there are definitely be times where I'm like, oh, I think that might have gotten misinterpreted as something not worse, because that sounds like I'm like James Charles-ing up in here, but like it comes off different when you're reading it versus like when you're saying something flirtily. Like, flirting vocally versus digitally is two very different games, as we've heard through my experience today.
I wish sending like voice memos or voice messages wasn't as
so serial killer. Yeah. It's haunting when you hear someone's voice for the first time. And it's like, you can tell that they like, you can like immediately tell they have roommates. They're like, hey, so, and you know that they're like under their comforter, like talking. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
But that sounds more flirty. That's good.
No, that sounds like you're literally at my front door with a knife.
Hi. A lot of the voicemails we get sound like that. I mean, to unhinge.
Drag them, Sam. Drag them.
No. I'm like, oh, are their parents listening? It's cute. Sorry.
Oh, that is cute.
Breaking news. Sam says listeners are weird.
No, I didn't. I love them. Do you realize how many I listen to?
No, I mean, truly, Sam.
I have a parasocial relationship with the listeners.
Oh, that's kind of cute. I love that, Sam. You are... Oh, I love you so much. The way you're going to flirt with guys and the way you're going to flirt with girls are going to be very different. For men, you're going to have to talk much slower for them to understand you. And also just understand there's going to be a learning curve to flirting with a whole new ocean of fish, if you will. And I'm not, yeah, okay.
A cornucopia of
flounder. No, but I mean, I just think take risks, and there's going to be times where you might overstep, and you'll learn, and I don't know. And again, I think worst comes to worst, you just say, sorry, I'm still new to flirting with women.
But is it women or men, male specific, or is it just person specific? Because people differ within.
No, the way I flirt with men and the way I flirt with women are two very different lived experiences. Mm. Like, with men, I don't give a shit. I'm like, you're worthless. But like with women, I know that there's been so much historical trauma, and just being a woman has been so much harder than being a man in terms of constantly getting catcalled and sexualized and this and that. So it's like I approach it much differently because of that, in a way. Like, I will absolutely objectify a man, but I won't take that same approach.
I understand like a general approach, but I'm saying like if you're within a group of men talking to different men, they're all going to have different situations.
Well, of course, Jake. I mean, of course. That goes with any piece of advice that has multiple variables.
No, I mean, but with her, though, it sounds like she's worrying herself too much. Like, I think the most important thing is for her to be her.
Who isn't worrying themselves too much these days? If you're not worrying yourself too much, give me your fucking therapist number, bitch.
I'm just saying she should be proud of who she is, and if she's in a stage of exploration, then have fun.
That straightforward to just be like, don't be depressed, just smile. Like,
she has a learning curve that she's going to have to achieve, and that's going to be a personal comfort zone for her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish her lots of success.
Yeah, be open to it. Don't count yourself out before you even, like, start.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I'm so confused where we landed, but apparently we're on the ground, so let's hear another one.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, girl.
My name's Lily, and I've been watching you for like 10 years.
Ah, Lily!
I thought you wanted us to ask you dating advice.
Yes.
And I just kind of want your opinion on how you feel about people who...
I'm good at giving my opinion. I got you.
How do I say this? People who are cheating with your partner, and they call you or like DM you on Instagram, and they're like, just like from woman to woman, like, I just want you to know, like, he's sleeping with me too. Like, I kind of feel like that's like shady and not actually like a good person thing to do. Like, I feel like people don't actually do that for the right reason. So I just wanted to see what your thoughts on that were.
That's interesting. Thank you. I mean, I think it's not like anything going to be that black and white. I think some people I've heard situations of people saying, oh my God, I had no idea he was in a committed relationship, like never mentioned it, no pictures of you guys, etc. So I just thought he was single and I wanted to let you know he's been cheating on you with me. Like, I think that's totally valid. Granted, if they continue to sleep together, then I think that's like a nuanced area, because on one hand, like, yeah, that you deserve to know what your partner or soon to be ex-partner, if you're not fine with that, is up to. But then it's like, that's kind of shitty for them to keep doing it if it is that like from woman to woman. But then also it's like, okay, well, he's going to go and do that to her then. So, I mean, but if you're saying like from woman to woman, he's sleeping with me and it's like a step down, honey, he's mine. Yeah, I think that that's like so wildly unhinged and like disgusting. It's like, have some decency a little bit. I mean, unless it's someone that you like absolutely despise, then it's like, haha, I took your man. But even so, that's so insane. I'm like still trying to find.
The truth is the truth at the end of the day, though.
Thank you so much. That was really prolific. The truth is the truth at the end of the day.
At the end of
well,
the
regardless
day.
Regardless of like how you hear it or how it's phrased, whatever. Whatever.
I love you, Justin. Oh my God, that was like something I would say. Well, elaborate on it though.
It doesn't matter the source of the information. If you're the person you're with, if you're in, I guess in this terms, I'm thinking they're in a committed relationship or whatever, because the term cheating.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't matter who you're hearing it from. Like, you're still getting the truth out of the situation, and then you can make a decision.
That's so interesting. It's like, it almost doesn't matter what that person is saying or their motive or anything. It's like, you know, now
it's still information
that they're in. That they're, I almost said infertile, infideliting. They're infideliting.
They're infideliting.
Yeah.
But I've also
adulterous.
They're being adulterous. So, I mean, you have that information. So then I guess at that point, it's like, it doesn't really matter who's telling you, because at the end of the day, you're either going to be okay with it or you're not. And then you have your answer.
Yeah.
I thought this was an interesting one because I feel like I'm remembering stories from my past and like friends or people who have done this, and I to reach out, and it's like, I don't know if it's to really help the person in the relationship, or mostly they're just pissed off. They're like, oh, this guy was cheating on me, and no one knew. And so they're mad and they're like reaching out to the girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like that might be part of it. Like, it's part of their guilt, like they're getting rid of their guilt, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like they're purging their own guilt.
Oh, they're like kind of washing their hands from it. And they're like, well, I did my part. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Which is like still respectable, because they could just say nothing if they know the information.
Yeah, sometimes a person already knows.
You know, like, I guess if they're telling you regardless, that's pretty respectful, even if they're doing it in like a dangling it in your face way. Because they could just not say anything and let you still suffer, or like let it go further down the road and you still not know.
You'd be in the dark.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
But they're not doing it for the person, though. In that situation, they're doing it for themselves.
And but at the same time, they're still choosing to tell the person whether their intention is to gloat or to actually be helpful.
Or, like, blow up their life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's, like, at the same time, wouldn't you rather have your life be blown up 5 years early so you have 5 years less of, like, being committed?
You're helping them salvage time. I think that's
how Lizzie does it, but it's like every...
I mean, at the time, it's never going to feel good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Guys, who knew that The View looked so diverse? I literally am like, what Cosmo magazine are we fucking doing right now? I mean, Jesus Christ. do we have another voicemail or have we run dry?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do one more voicemail and we'll call it a day because I got to get back on Raya.
Hey, Chris. It's Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn. Like,
you know me personally, but whatever.
Now I do.
I need dating advice.
Hit me.
So I'm
same though.
22 and I'm an adult virgin. But anyway, like, because of that, I just have, like, this insane fear that if I, like, try to date a guy or girl, they're, like, you know, I like to help them. I've never, like, been with anyone. I've, like, hardly ever, like, made out with anyone. And they're just going to be, like, completely turned off by it and then just, like, ghost me or just be, like, I don't like this. It's not going to work out. See ya. So I'm just, like, is that really what's going to happen? Or is this just, like, some crazy mental block that I'm dealing with? So, yeah. I personally would really like to lose my virginity before I graduate college in May. So, thanks. That's, you know, kind of all over the place. But
girls, you can help me. You called into the right place.
Love you.
Love you. Now, this is honestly interesting that you brought this up because this is something I actually wanted to bring up in this episode. And maybe I touched on it slightly. But I feel very similarly to that even today as we're recording this. I obviously did not have sex or even date anyone in high school. And I felt like that put me so behind and I felt like embarrassed that, oh my God, if I'm inexperienced or bad in bed, like then that's just like it's going to end and be embarrassing and all of that. And here's the fucking gag. Everybody started not knowing and being awkward and all of this. And I think, first of all, my therapist always talks about cognitive distortions, future telling and like predicting. You don't know that it's going to go poorly. You could turn into like literally, you could be like a fucking fire porn star. Who knows? You know, you will never know. But you also have to give yourself the grace of you wouldn't start your first day at NASA and know how to fly a rocket ship. Or maybe you fucking would. Don't quote me on that. All the NASA scientists watching. But, you know, like it's never going to be perfect on your first try. And if it is, then Jesus Christ, the rest of your life is literally downhill. But I totally feel you because it's been pretty dry over here. And I absolutely fear that the next time I hook up with someone or X, Y, and Z, it's going to be like mortifying that it's like, oh my God, Chris Clemens is bad in bed, which not that that fucking means anything, but it's like, you don't want that to go around town and all of that. So I so get it, but don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. Cinderella story, boom. That quote has still held true. But for real, I mean, it is kind of true. And I think, again, I mean, I hate saying this, but like be upfront and be honest if you want to, because I feel like that sucks any of the judgment out of the room because you've already owned it in a way. When you come in being like, oh, I was literally had a meeting yesterday where I was like, guys, I have a mood board. It's like, I'm good at making a mood board and this is just not it. Set people's expectations for what they're in for, because if they still agree to do it and you've laid it out there, then they can't really say shit. I mean, they can because they probably will, but it shouldn't matter then because that reflects them at that point and not you. But I mean, I'm 30 this year and I literally feel like the 30-year-old virgin. Granted, I'm not a virgin, but I really fucking feel it. And I feel this voicemail so much harder than I'm able to like eloquently say. But this is advice I should honestly be telling myself as well, but you can't let that freak you out. And also, when you get to the moment where you lose that ever glorious V card, you can just communication, be like, if something's not great, like, let me know. That's a huge part of having sex is communication. Like, it's okay to be like, there's a little too much teeth. You know, it's not going to feel great that you put them through a cheese grater, but it's at least like, okay, got it. Thank you. Like, there's something endearing and kind of nice about that.
And I was going to add maybe err on the side of like generosity too, in like, because then you could
give as many BJs as you can.
Wait, what?
No, because you could be like, well, at least they tried.
What?
I mean,
yeah, actually, don't be generous in the sack, I guess.
Be hateful.
Be terrible. Just don't do shit. Get your nut and dip.
We have podcast merch now. Get a nut and leave. Oh my God. No, but
be a generous lover.
No, I do see what you're saying with that. And I think that that's very accurate as well, as just, yeah, be generous.
Well, don't worry about being judged for your performance, because it's like you're connecting with someone. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's also too much expectation on this one too. Like, you know, what if it turns out that, you know, she's great and her lover's terrible, or it wasn't everything that she was waiting for. Like, just because you lose the V card to somebody doesn't mean that's the person you have to be with forever. Like, maybe.
Oh my God. I don't even remember who took my V card.
Really?
I literally don't. I think it was a stranger. God, that's so wrong. but also, I think if you are inexperienced and you do have this mission, I'm not saying hook up with a stranger, but like, make sure that they're safe and they've had all their checkups and all of that, obviously. But if you don't care about it being this special thing, because I didn't, I'm like, virginity is just a stupid fucking construct that we've created to like, yet be another thing that we should feel bad about ourselves for. Like, so that's why I did have sex with a stranger at first, because I was like, if it sucks, I'll never see them again. And if it's great, maybe this will be the next great thing. Clearly, it wasn't the latter, but I think if it means that much to you to lose it and not as much of who it's with, then. Because if it's with someone meaningful, then they should be understanding. And that is that. Chris's court is closed. This was a fun episode. It kind of felt good. I'm a very like private person with all of this, because I'm someone who's like wants to know what the tea is before I tell people, like, ooh. But my friends have been like, Chris, no, that's part of life, is not everything's going to be perfect and not everything's going to work out. Like, we just want to know. And I'm like, okay, so true. I find it so embarrassing that I literally cannot get a single person, but whatever. But it kind of felt good to talk about, and just, it's something that we're all going through, and suck the air out of it all and maybe suck something else. So, thanks guys for tuning in. I definitely think we're going to do more dating episodes, because I think there's just so much. We've opened the can of worms, girls. Be sure to rate and review Unhinged with Chris Clemens, as well as subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, youtube.com/Chris. Love y'all. Be sure to check out the links down below. And as always, thank you, Sam, Justin, and Jake for being here. And okay, thank you so much, Justin, for being here. God. If you're watching, you'll understand what I mean. Oh my God, it's so funny that we're doing this because I literally was the host of a dating show pilot that I filmed. And it's so funny that I've literally never been in a relationship. Anyways, thank you and goodbye.